What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And today we're doing a super fun episode about a sewing book that is coming out. And it corresponds, actually, we should have a blog post up the day before this podcast. Mom, our content has some kind of organization and cohesion.
Yeah. Let's see how far we can get
right,
off of
here. Here, day one, right? Okay. So the book is I Sew for Fun by Nancy Zeman, and it is a book about sewing with children. And when we were at Common Threads in June of 2017.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
Nancy announced this.
Right.
She showed us, she spoke, she was on a panel, and she announced that this was, you know, her, like, latest thing. She's like, I've done this, and I've done this, and I've done this, and, you know, next up is this.
Right.
You know, after she saw that men were telling women how to dress in the workplace, she decided to write her own book about, you know, sewing for dressing in the workplace, and then her, you know, next project was this. And then, as many of you know, Nancy Zeman died this past year.
Right, November.
Uh-huh. It? And this is the last thing that I believe was published like this while she was alive. And I know so many of our listeners feel a big connection with Nancy.
Right.
And so what's really sweet about this is when you look on the cover of the book, it's Nancy, and she is sewing with her grandchildren.
And one of them looks just like her.
Just like her. And it's really sweet. I promise we're going to get to the
right.
The project part of it. But if you've been a Nancy Zeman fan, I think that this is a book not to miss out on, because it is really wonderful that she got to.
Well, and if you have any connection with any children, your own, your grandchildren, your neighbors, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, we sewed with the two oldest grandchildren in our family. And I think they liked seeing the book.
Yeah.
And that there were kids on the cover of the book.
Oh, yeah. And there are
kids
in the
photos. Specifically, mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of kids in the photos. There's girls, there's boys, you know. So I remember when I was a kid, it was neat to watch a TV show with a kid in it.
That's why I think.
And it made more sense to me if it had a kid in it.
A lot of media that kids like to consume kind of doesn't make a lot of sense to adults, you know, of course. But this book, I think, is really wonderful. Oh, I want to shout out to Christine Hong. She works for Baby Lock.
That's right. She's in there with her daughter,
and
right?
Yes. And she and her daughter are adorable. Her daughter, she's smiling in there. And, yeah, it's just really cute. I'm looking at it right now. So Mom said there are kids in the book. you know, doing the projects and everything. And something I really like about the book, I think they tried their best to make things, you know, kind of universal. So when they are speaking or when they're writing and giving instructions, like I'm looking at page 2 here, and it says, you know, tips for the big partner, ideas for the little partner.
Right.
So it doesn't assume that this child is like your kid.
Right.
Or your grandkid.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't assume that they're related to you at all necessarily.
No.
Okay. And that's important because I think some people, you know, don't have kids and they're right. like,
well,
oh,
it also doesn't assume the little partner is female.
Yeah, it does not assume gender most of the time. There is one
thing that says girl skirt, and I'm like, why doesn't it just say skirt?
Well, because we know.
Because we know there's boys that wear skirts.
Right?
We know.
Yes, we know. I don't want to shout out the person who posted that just in case, like privacy-wise, I didn't check with her. But we know that our stitchers have sons who enjoy wearing skirts.
The sewing machine schematic is hilarious.
Yes, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. They make it pretty kid-friendly. But like I said, it's almost like there's two books here. There's a book telling the big partner how to teach, and then there is a book that the kid can look at.
Exactly.
You know, so the sewing machine in here, let's read some of these. Ned the thread. Okay, Mom, what's the...
Yeah, Cammy the cutter.
So this machine shows it with a thread cutter.
Okay,
you know.
Backup Bernie is hilarious.
Backup, I like Larry the lifter.
Larry the lifter.
I wonder if that's named after that dealer who we know. Yeah, there's a baby lock dealer we know named Larry. Okay. Tweedle the Needle.
That's right.
It's adorable. Freddy the Foot.
Right. Robin the Bobbin. Which would make adults know that it is Bobbin and not Bobber.
Okay, and get this. Okay, this would also be for adults, okay? There's that Freddy the Foot I mentioned.
That's right.
And Patty the pedal.
Because the pedal is what you put your foot on to give it juice. Or okay, I said that the other day. My grandson, he goes, you always talk about giving things juice. He goes, we could like squeeze some orange juice and give it juice. He started making fun that I call like energy or batteries juice. Right.
Elliot is a funny kid.
Yeah. He might be a comedian.
He's quite witty.
But anyway, so it's Patty the pedal. And is it Freddy the foot and Larry the lifter? Yes, because the foot is on your machine and the pedal is on the floor.
Okay, I think it was Sherry. She was asking in the Zigzag group. So if you're a Zigzag member of SoHere.com, there's like a special Facebook group. Okay, and she was asking why her baby lock serger wasn't working properly, and the threads were all loose. All of the threads were loose. And I said, oh, I think you need to put your foot down, you know? And she goes, well, how would it sew if I didn't have my foot down?
Right.
She's like, oh, no, that foot, the presser foot, you know?
Right.
And actually, just to tell you, to resolve this, it wasn't that her presser foot wasn't down. She hadn't snapped her threads in the tension discs.
Right.
There's a little pre-tensioner.
Right, pre-tension sparing.
And she had been so excited to go to her dealer and buy the machine that I think she just went in and bought it and left.
Yeah, I don't think she let anybody tell her anything about it.
There wasn't time for a lesson. And mom caught it. She said, you need to snap that thread in. She goes, oh, my God. You know? Anyway, so the book includes projects.
And lots of pictures and lots of diagrams.
Yes.
Which I think is really, really good, especially for someone, who's not a sophisticated reader.
Uh-huh.
Because when you think of things like some directions in sewing, if you haven't been reading, like if you're not of a certain age, you might not understand the subtlety of that direction.
Hey, don't we get adults all the
time?
Yeah,
I was going to say, and those that are in our group.
Yeah, they say,
right.
I don't know how to read a pattern.
Right,
you
right,
know,
right.
I mean, for sure, it's an art.
So you'll get, you know, a written instruction and then the diagrams right next to it, and there's numbers and letters and arrows. And
oh, they also make a pillowcase the right way
in
this book.
Yes, they do not make the infamous burrito pillowcase because
they don't do it. Like, I think there's a few things that we do slightly differently, maybe, than this pillowcase.
Well,
but
we use the serger, and she isn't saying use the
serger
in this. And if I was making on the sewing machine, I think this might be the way I would make it.
Right.
Because she top stitches around the band, and that would secure it and finish the edges.
Right.
So
there is, the first little project here is like a stuffed animal sleeping bag. And I just want to say, when you get a kid sewing and making things, okay, and then you show them one thing, their brain just starts to explode into different ideas.
And, you know, I've often started kids on a pillowcase, a simple pillowcase. Here's what I think they think is, like, amazing, is that you take this flat thing and you sew it together, and all of a sudden, it can contain volume.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes a vessel.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like this flat fabric became a vessel. Oh, and you turned it inside out, and it was, and the pretty side now was out.
Right.
When you had the pretty side on the inside, and that's click, click, click in their little heads.
Right. So this stuffed animal sleeping bag, they show like
it's
a little.
It's basically a pillowcase.
It's basically a pillowcase.
And they show a pocket.
They show a little bear in it, but I. Like you said, vessel.
Right.
Okay, kids just love to put stuff in
They love.
You can put whatever they want.
I can't tell
in
you how many little bags you made with little funky handles on them or something. Yes. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So if you are, you
and then you sewed a pocket on the little bag, you know, or
whatever. Yeah. If you are, you know, worried about, sometimes people, I feel like, have a little more trepidation about teaching, like, a boy to sew because of how our society works.
Yeah, and our boy was real interested.
Oh, man.
Real interested.
And when I
he has a very mechanical, mathematical mind, so I think that might have been what appealed to him.
I taught some kids how to sew and make bags in Derek's class.
Yeah.
The gender mattered not
at
all.
No, not
nothing
at all. Never. It doesn't.
If that is in your brain, that your granddaughter will want to sew, but your grandson won't, or something, or, you know, your neighbor kid, or your niece, or your nephew, or whatever, just don't worry about it.
Right.
If that's something you want to do with them, or it sounds like a good activity, just get them next to your sewing machine and go.
You know, when I was growing up, one of the sewers in my family was my uncle, and he was an upholsterer.
Yeah.
And of course, he did gorgeous work, and gorgeous, like, piping and trims, and of course he went through leathers, and I mean, he could fit things better than any of
okay.
Like, I had aunts that couldn't fit their own body.
I feel like I've brought this up before, that this is like just a fallacy. All the famous the majority of famous fashion designers are men.
Well,
the majority of famous are men.
We're getting off subject because
I want people to feel empowered to share this with, because I have heard people say, oh, I didn't get to teach anyone to sew. I had boys.
Right.
Or I've heard it.
Well, you also hear, I couldn't sew for anybody. I had all boys.
They're pretty close, too.
I know. And how many costumes have I made for boys?
Well, yeah, exactly.
You know, or things for boys.
And that movie Phantom Thread is out. And Daniel
Day-Lewis.
We got to
see that. We got to see that.
The lead. Like, okay.
We got to see it.
All right. Derek wanted to take me the other day, and I told him no, that I had to go with you. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he wouldn't get it.
Right. He wouldn't get it. So let's talk a little bit more about the book. There's bag. There are some quilting projects in here.
Well, I just want to say one thing,
too.
I'm pretty sure Nancy Zeman knew that she was, you know, going to die pretty soon. And she made sure she did this project with her grandchildren.
When we got to see the progression and kind of, like, look back at it, she was there in June.
We knew.
And then she said she was stepping away from her business.
Right.
She said it was for health reasons.
Right.
And it was very clear, like, if you've ever known someone who's had a terminal illness, you know, don't want to continue
and
treatment.
And I think there were some health things we knew about that, like, not the general public knew about.
Well, and there might also have been things we didn't know about either.
Well, that's true, too. I'm sure there were.
So, you know, she said that, and then she was gone very soon after, and
I remember when she had the children's book and she showed the pictures of her grandchildren. I thought, she's making sure.
Yes. So there is a children's book. So there's this sewing book, everybody, all right, with the ISO for Fun book.
Right.
But then there's the Flying Sewing Machine children's
book,
which is a storybook,
about a sewing machine.
And that, to me, is so fun. You know, you're supposed to be reading your kid, okay?
Do we have to tell everybody that?
How fun is it to have a sewing machine book on the shelf?
Exactly.
We will read books to Zelda, and then she's talking about them later.
That's right.
She's, you know, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. And I am so thrilled that there is a little sewing machine children's book now.
That's right.
You know, to read. So let's take a little break, and then let's talk about how we sewed with our kids.
We're taking a break because we've been talking again too long, right?
About 13 minutes.
Oh, wow. Mallory, tell me all about your dream come true wardrobe planner.
I have been dreaming about creating a wardrobe planner for years.
Oh, no, since you were like 8 and started drawing with crayons.
Yes, I love to sew, and I love to write with paper products and pens and everything. And we have published a wardrobe planner. We have a couple of different options on our website. There is a universal wardrobe planner that you can purchase for $19.99 and print over and over again. It'll help you plan any project you wish. And then we also have themed wardrobe planners. And do you know what's special about those, Mom? What's special?
What?
They include some hand-drawn illustrations by yours truly for whatever we're doing in the self-sewn wardrobe group that month, like PJs or underwear or our month of planning.
Because we theme our months.
Yes, so you can tackle a new wardrobe section each month in order to build your perfect self-sewn wardrobe. So for more information about these, you can go to sewhere.com/planner and also check out the membership options, because the Universal Wardrobe Planner is included with the Backstitch and Straight Stitch and Zigzag memberships. So go to sewhere.com/planner.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. All right, so we are part of this blog tour that the ISO for Fun, they're launching this. We're very honored to be a part of it. And so,
and it's through Baby Lock.
Yeah, it's through Baby Lock. And, you know, the Nancy Zeman.
Nancy Zeman was an endorser of Baby Lock.
And Nancy's Notions, you know, is now owned by, you know, Tacone, who owns Baby Lock, blah, blah, blah. So I said to my sister, I need your children, which is really funny because oftentimes she's like, hey, you have to watch my kids. Right? that's normally the case, right?
That happens. Who's
available?
You get this message on a thread. Who's available? Josh and I are all tied up and
she and her
children have nothing.
She and her husband are both public school teachers. Stuff happens. The kids are great. We watch them, you know. But here I am saying, hey, get them over to my house, you know. Get them over to our house. So they had a day off school yesterday.
Well, yeah. Mallory's like, I need your kids this weekend. And we're on this thread together. And I was like, no, we have them all day Monday.
I'm like, oh, perfection.
Right.
So after I paid Catherine to help me clean my house, I did pay her. We came up here and sewed. And we made the drawstring backpack with the kids. And we, of course, because we are who we are, strayed from the directions a little bit.
Well, you know, I thought about this. Like, we did, of course, stray from the directions because we had a need for a bag that was ventilated.
Yeah.
Because they both dance and have stinky shoes and all this and have to carry them around. And
yeah, so both the kids are in dance class.
Right.
They're actually at the studio that I went to when I was a young lady.
They dance with a teacher that the teacher actually is younger than me, but we danced together as children in a different city.
Yes.
Which is kind of funny.
So the teacher is the...
So the teacher's teacher was my teacher.
Yes. It's all very...
And actually, I've taken from this teacher, too.
And that was back in St. Louis. Right. Yeah, in a different town. Right. You said that. Yeah.
So we've had three generations dance at this dance studio.
Right.
Even though she was actually my peer at one time.
Right, right. Right. So we needed to make the bag. What it is normally is it's a lined bag, and the drawstring are the straps, if you're familiar with that type of bag. A lot of these, like, there are sports companies. I always remember seeing, like, a Nike bag like
well,
this
you
in
get
high
a
school.
Lot of these, like, when we go to races, events, they have a lot of, they're very similar to this, and they're nylon bags, you know, that you can throw on your back and throw your junk in them.
So this one's lined, and they line a lot of projects in this book, and I think it's to help with finishing
I think it's, because the seams are unfinished.
Right, so that's perfect. But
it makes it more durable.
We didn't line ours because we wanted it ventilated.
That's right.
So, of course, one of the fun things about sewing is picking out the fabrics. We all know this. We all like to shop for fabrics.
This is really funny.
So, Mom gets out the netting we have. And where did you get
that? Well, it's the sports... What is that called?
Like sports jersey net.
I think it's called with the holes in it. The sports jersey that has the little ventilated holes in it.
Yeah, yeah.
We might find out that it has like a real name. Where did I find it? I don't know because I've had it for a while and I think I was going to make something out of it and I didn't.
All right. Well, there you go. Keep
it was in the stacks.
In the stacks of the fabric library, right? So you
have I got out
the netting.
Right. And, you know, I think we had four colors of that, black and yellow and green and blue or something.
The netting is limited.
Right. So that's limited.
The accent fabrics
you can go to town on, right?
Yeah.
So I pulled, you know, what I thought were festive, bright colors. Of course, most of them are stripey, like, because I like stripes or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, and Catherine being 12, that tweenish thing, you know, I thought, well, she's not going to want like cartoons or the alphabet or, you know, I just didn't think she'd want like a character fabric.
And we were wrong.
So I pulled them out and they're like, well, what else can we have?
Yeah, of course.
It's like, well, I missed on that point.
Yeah.
So Catherine chose some Olivia fabric. If anybody knows who Olivia the pig is, she's a character and she writes these little empowering books.
She's a little feminist.
Yes.
Pig.
Yes.
Okay. And she's awesome. And Catherine said, you made me a pillowcase out of
this. And she says, I still use it.
When did you make that pillowcase?
Well, it had to be probably 10 years ago.
That's what I thought. Yeah. It was when she was
small.
She was very small.
Right. She was a toddler.
So she was excited by this fabric that she already had a connection with.
Right.
So she
picked Olivia to be the accent fabric or the solid fabric.
So what we did is on a drawstring bag, we put
there's a solid on
woven,
the bottom.
Yeah, solid woven. Fabric. Solid meaning not holy, like not
right. The woven fabric.
Yes.
The woven non-stretchy, non
right on the bottom.
Right.
To give it a more sturdy base. And then you had some like, you know, you had these stripes out and you're trying to be, you know, kind of like neutrally or whatever, you know, and then Elliot said no.
And Elliot's next fabric he picked was shiny black satin.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I guess it would work, but it's a little bit harder to sew, so why don't we go to the cotton stack?
Well, and it's not very durable.
Right.
But, you know, you were talking about making individual shoe bags later. And I was like, well, he could use the satin for
that's
that.
That's right.
You know? So he chose the shark fabric.
Right. He chose shark fabric.
Okay. And the shark fabric, it's hilarious. It's in the blog post. It's got sharks on it. And it says sharks. It says sharks all over
sharks,
it. Okay.
And sharks.
And you.
And fortunately, I looked at all this because the bottom piece, I just wrapped around and I didn't make a seam on the bottom. Nobody was directional, so that worked out well.
Yeah, sharks all sorts of rotated.
Upside down, and so is Olivia. She's upside down, right side down, and
so that,
upside
that's important
right,
to keep in
whatever.
Mind. When you're hacking a pattern, you know.
So I thought about this, and I thought, oh my gosh, we're supposed to like...
Wait, tell them about the shark fabric. How old's the shark fabric?
Well, I don't know, but Lindsay has pillowcases.
It's got to be 20 years old.
That was pillowcases, too.
Yes.
That was pillowcases. Yeah, Lindsay's room was sharks. And she would have been 12, and she is now 35.
Yeah.
So it's 13 years old. Yeah.
No.
Oh, I mean 23 years
23.
old. 23!
Yes,
years
I just
old.
Have to say, I'm just making the case
right
for the fabric library once again. Save it, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
Go on,
but
go
Lindsay,
on, I'm
Lindsay,
sorry.
Lindsay's room was decorated in sharks. Imagine trying to do, and I will tell you, there was not a lot of shark fabric at that time.
Okay, the novelty.
Things have changed.
Novelty fabric available today is unreal.
Yeah, I mean, and you can go online and you can search sharks and you get, like, sharks.
You could also, your own and have
and
it printed.
You get aerial yoga if you want.
That's right.
You know, my gosh. I mean, sharks was not an easy thing to accomplish, but I did.
Yes.
And so anyway, so yeah, they were both pillowcases. Isn't that kind of funny? Anyway, didn't think about that till now.
So we got them started on this project.
Right.
And you spiffed things up a little bit. And, you know, I remember you doing this with me, okay?
Okay, so, tell me what I did.
Oh my God, what's going on? Right. So the drawstring, we didn't use cord. You can use whatever you want.
They suggest ribbon or cording.
Ribbon, cord, da-da-da-da, anything. But Mom's like, I want to use this belt loop binder again. Because we've been into the belt loop binder because we've been making kimonos.
And I got big plans for that belt loop binder.
Yeah, for PJ month, okay? And we did the...
Josie from L.A. Finch needs to know, I have big plans for the belt loop binder.
Did you hear that, Josie? Okay.
I'm going to be showing some stuff off.
So you made the cording and you used black and white stripes.
Well, I made belt loop. Yeah.
Yeah, you made
belt loop. It was a black and white stripe, right.
And then, and this is done with a cover stitch, and you put rainbow thread in the bottom.
Right.
So the kids didn't do that part, okay?
Right.
CD did that on her own. It was an extra thing.
Yeah, if we would have had 100 years to sit them down and
sure.
put them at that and the time and everything, certainly I would have done that
but
with them.
You used to do things like that with me. We would collaborate a little bit. I'd be like, oh, I want to do this. And you're like, you know, you'd say something like, well, do you want to put this trim or this embroidery or something. And I'd say, yes, I want that. And it was something like,
oh my God, I was such a wonderful mother.
You're such a great mom. It was something that I, like you said, couldn't learn to do right away, but you would help me add to it. And I just freaking loved it.
Oh yeah.
You know, I remember one time you made me a halter top. And it was out of fabric that had hippos on it. Okay?
Oh my gosh.
You don't remember
I don't even remember this.
It had darts in it.
Okay? Wow.
And I didn't make that by myself, but you let me like top stitch the edge or something. We sort of collaborated. And I remember wearing it and I had to wear a jacket over it because halter tops are not allowed.
Yeah.
It's cool. But I showed it to a friend and I said, my mom and I made this. And she said, no, you didn't. And I said, do you see this stitching right here? It's kind of uneven. That's because I did it, you know? And then I said, would that be on a normal top, you know? And she was like, oh, my gosh. She was so impressed. And it just, I've never told you that story before,
This is the first.
Hey, look at that. So mom made this cording. She kind of stepped it up a little bit, not only with the mesh, et cetera. And then we let the kids pin. And there is a surprise. There's a full line of sewing supplies that goes along with.
And they really are nice.
They are.
They really are.
They are. And they're purple and blue. And
there's nothing wrong with giving the child you sew with their own kit.
Yeah.
It is the right thing to do because they don't get in your stuff. And then your stuff becomes mangled or lost or whatever.
It really can help them to appreciate and respect the stuff.
Right.
Right. The other thing is...
I used to have a big plastic box. We had for you when you had and all your ongoing projects would go in that box.
Yeah.
With the stuff you know, the thread or whatever you were using with it went in there so you could find it again when you came back to it.
Surprise. This box
we still have the box.
Extant. And you know what's in it? I was customizing a binder.
Yeah.
I was making myself basically a planner, guys, when I was like 7.
Yeah.
So, and it's not done. Also, not a surprise. Okay. So they get their own stuff, but one of the things in the kit in the merchandise is a presser foot that protects small hands.
It has like a little guard so the finger supposedly doesn't get under the needle.
And I think this is a good idea. You know, it's not a bad idea or anything. But I will say, most of the time, most kids do have kind of a sense of self-preservation.
Yes.
If you say, this can cut you, they don't want to cut themselves.
Right.
If you can show them, you know, this is the way to be safe. I'm not saying this applies to every kid. If you have a kid who's just, like, not at the place where they can deal with sharp things, maybe it's not time.
There are some. They're like bulls in a china closet.
Yes.
Just rip into stuff, too.
And there are kids that have all sorts of, you know, that might have like a behavioral issue or problem, and you can decide what kinds of materials, you know, you want to give them.
Well, and that was another thing with the straps.
Yeah.
You know, I rotary cut.
Yes.
The fabric, and, you know, there's no way they're hit. Now, we could start working with Catherine with the rotary cutter, but still, I would want to be right there.
Right. No,
I mean, it's just so sharp. So easy.
And that's another thing about this book. There's a section that says, tools for the little yes. partner.
Well, and it even says
tools for the big
cut
partner.
The fabric for them.
Yeah.
You know, it suggests you cut the fabric in most instances.
I think that's really good. So if you're hesitant about sewing with
right.
kids, you need to know, hey, you don't have to worry yourself about letting them use the rotary cutter.
Right.
Just don't let them use the rotary cutter. If you don't want to let them use the iron the first time, just
yes.
don't. You do it. It's okay.
And I'm going back to the cutting,
uh-huh.
another reason for you to cut the square is so it matches up.
Sure.
You know, they're not as precise at cutting or whatever. So you want them to be successful. So you need to think about the steps that help them to be successful, yet give them an arm's length to do
right.
it at. You know, now the other thing about our machine, all of our machines have a governor on them where you
a
can
speed
check
governor,
the speed.
Yes.
You know, and I know Mallory had the speed down on it because I went to soda day. I'm like, what's wrong with this machine?
Well, and you know, I had the speed all the way down.
Oh,
right?
You did?
Okay.
It was about halfway.
Well,
yeah.
I had it at first. So Elliot says when I get him sat
did
down.
Did he say could it go faster?
Well, no, he said, I've never sewn on a sewing machine
oh.
before. He told me that, and I didn't know that. I didn't know
yeah.
what he'd done. And I said, okay. So I put it all the way down, and he pressed on the pedal, and it was going so slow. I couldn't stand it.
It's like you can't stand it, right?
So I moved it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
But he still went very slow, and he
yeah.
could tell that his foot
right.
pressure changed it.
Right.
We talked about the presser foot lifter, da-da-da-da-da. The speed governor is just a wonderful tool.
It's a really good guide for
really
teaching
is.
Someone to sew.
If you're looking, you know, people always say,
man, especially
what
on
features?
The serger. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Ovation and the Triumph have one.
Yeah.
I don't.
Nope.
The Evolution
it.
Does not.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
But that, you know, the serger goes so fast.
Yeah, the serger.
I mean, it's scary to adults the
right.
first time they touch it. So it really is a nice thing to have on there.
So he's going along, and I taught him not to sew over pins. So
right.
one day, Elliot will be in a Facebook group, and somebody will be like, my mom said I could sew over pins. I'll be like, my aunt told me not to sew over pins.
That's right. Well, we're thinking Elliot might be the next generation sewer because he's the one that's like, I want to sew some more. Can I sew that? What do you
yeah,
know?
He went home to Hillary.
So he's the one that seems interested. So she's going to have to get out
that sewing machine.
That Sophia.
Yeah, that Sophia that she
yeah.
has. I can't believe she doesn't have it out. So Catherine had sewn before and she was doing a great job.
Yeah.
And
she has sewn a lot because I have let her, we do what we call test. She, when we got the big Destiny.
Uh-huh.
Her thing was to try out all of the decorative stitches.
And I set her up one time on the Sophia at the shop
yeah.
and just let her go to town,
yeah.
you know, with the decorative stitches too. So they did a great job sewing and taking out the pins. The speed governor was good. I didn't put on the protective presser foot.
Right, I noticed
How
that.
How old's Elliot?
Eight.
He's eight.
Eight.
He's eight? And Catherine's 12? They're that far? Will he
well,
be nine?
He'll be nine in May. They're three
oh.
and a half years apart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's almost nine. I mean, it's February, and
yeah.
he'll be nine in May.
So he's almost nine, and Catherine's 12, and it just, I didn't see it being a problem.
No, it was for a good, it was good age group, too.
Okay.
The
Zelda,
two of them together worked out well.
Zelda came in here, and she's like, I sew, too.
Yeah.
I sew, too. And she's two, okay?
Right.
She wants to sit on my lap while I sew. I will not be putting a protector on for when I sew, but
no.
if she wants to sew when she is like three or four, it's something I might do.
Yeah. I never did with you. I didn't have one. But you sewed on my lap for years.
Guys, and I never sewed over my
well,
finger.
You sewed on my lap because you couldn't reach the pedal. I would
yeah.
do the pedal while
yeah.
you know, and then we had machines that had the you didn't have to have a pedal to
yes.
sew. They had the button. Yeah, you could
well,
sew with the
button. What was I doing the other day? And Derek brought her up here. Oh, I was making a kimono. There
right.
we go. Okay. And I was serging the kimono together. She says, I sit on your lap. I sit on
right.
your lap. Like she expected to be able to do that. And I was like, oh, I couldn't do it right then because I was in a hurry.
Right.
But I said to Derek, I said, I need to block out some time.
Right.
Where we sew together because she has now discovered games on our phones.
Yep. So we got to do something else.
So the games can take precedence over
life,
other things, and we have to offer other activities, right?
Well, here's the thing about sewing, too. You teach somebody to sew, they have it the rest of their life. You know, I equate it to teaching someone
to cook,
to play a musical instrument, or to cook. You have it the rest of your life. There's no age limit on it. You don't get too old to do it. You know, it's always applicable to life.
And do it.
It's a gift.
Teacher, and there's a picture of Nancy cooking with her kids, too.
Yes, yes.
With her grandkids.
In fact, there's an apron in here.
Yeah.
And I was put on the spot one time on PBS TV.
Man, Mom was so good.
Oh, my gosh. So this, the host, I guess, is what she was, or whatever. Anyway, we were on there for like an entire afternoon, and Mallory and I were switching off on the promo spots, and the woman says, "Oh, well, it's holiday time, and what would you teach your child to sew or whatever?"
Oh my God! And I remember watching Mom, and time slowed down for me, and I thought, "What the heck is she gonna say?"
And everyone, everyone always says a stocking.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay, but
it's dumb.
Guess what? Some of us are not celebrating Christmas.
Right.
Okay? And I said, an apron.
Okay, you shouldn't give someone a stocking for Christmas because then over. Okay?
Right. Well, and you can only use it at that time.
Yes.
You know, so what I said was, make an apron or make matching aprons and then, you know, bake or cook with your child for the holiday. Mallory thought I was a genius because I am.
She answered, I say time slowed down because
remember. No joke. I mean, that woman just threw that. Usually before you do the spot, you know, you're like, okay, we're going to kind of talk about this. And if they ask you some off-the-wall question, they let you know ahead of time.
Right.
But
no, she didn't. Yeah. We were awesome. Mom was awesome on that one.
And then on one of them, I called the woman by her wrong name the entire time. But
whatever. That's not a problem. So the ISO for Fun book has these projects that you can do with your kid. And I wanted to talk about the cooking thing, though, a little bit. I just want to say that in Anthony Bourdain's cookbook, which is kind of a staple in our house, he says, it's really a shame that people and kids don't know how to cook. Like,
I'm amazed how many people just don't know, like, basic food chemistry.
You send them to college, and he said, you know, you should be able to send your kid to college, and they should have, like, a few dishes where they can whip up, like, pasta and some sauce.
Right.
And feed a few friends, you know.
I mean, everybody should be able to make scrambled eggs.
Right, there you go. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, a grilled cheese sandwich, you know, whatever.
I mean, that's sustaining your body. Cooking, right? And then sewing is covering your body.
When I went to college, I had a little class on and taught everyone how to turn on the washing machine. Okay. I mean, washing machines were not that complicated, you guys. This was the early 70s. Okay. There was like on and off.
Well, was it because people didn't have washing machines in their homes?
No, we had indoor plumbing, Mallory.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't know.
They had never done their own laundry.
These people had not done their own laundry.
They had never done their laundry. I was doing the laundry for my entire family. I mean,
you know, I had somebody ask me.
I was like amazed that they did not know you put the soap in here, the water will come in, you know, it's on and off, it goes through a cycle, you take it out, you put it in the dryer.
I went to a dance camp once. I just want to say that I didn't mean to be like offensive in that. I just meant, you know, maybe some people didn't have.
Was that when you were green sneakers?
Yes, when I was green sneakers.
They called her green sneakers because of her shoes.
I went to this dance camp and I was green sneakers. I think I still have them. And somebody asked me where I was from and I said Missouri. And they were like, do you have like computers there? Like as though we wouldn't and she would because she was from
Mallory,
New York.
I did have TV in Gray's, but we did have indoor plumbing.
In Gray's.
Hey, I will tell you, my brother's a bit older than me, like 9 years older than me. And he started out not having indoor plumbing.
Right.
Okay. And when he moved to the city with my parents, right, he thought it was terrible that you pooped inside your house.
Man,
he thought it was disgusting.
I said we shouldn't include anything like remotely anything because of like the nature of this.
Because we're honoring Nancy's book.
Yes.
Nancy would love the poop story.
Nancy would like that story.
Yes.
I agree.
Liked to tell jokes.
Nancy was so funny.
Nancy was funny.
She would tell a blonde joke.
She told jokes on herself all the time.
Every year at Baby Log Tech, and they were hilarious.
Yes.
So this is a wonderful, just a great way to like remember Nancy and like to see that she was so looking toward the future.
Yes.
It's a very It's really lovely.
And she has a note in there, and I don't know verbatim, but it says the future is to teach the next generation. You know, don't ignore it. I don't know I can't remember exactly what she said, but I've heard her say it 100 times.
The first, I don't really read the whole book. I don't know if I, you know, get in trouble for reading this out loud, but I sew for fun with my granddaughters, Avery and Luella. We sew as a team. My guess is that there are kids in your life that will also enjoy the sewing experience. This book is written for the big partner who has sewn before. Mom, grandma, dad, grandpa, aunt, you get it. Share a fun sewing experience with a little partner, age 5 to 9, while making simple, easy-to-sew kid projects. This lighthearted, modern approach to sewing throws perfection out the window. Just have fun. It's all about creativity. Give the little partner a few project and fabric options, then let them choose their favorite to complete with your guidance. You'll plant the seeds of love for sewing that blooms with each new project. The proud little partner will show their project to friends and family, encouraging others to sew.
In the bathroom at school, apparently.
Yes.
Well,
it was in the bathroom.
I do want to say this, okay? And I like to learn things the right way.
Uh-huh.
I like to use tools the correct way. I like to use the correct tool.
Right.
I mean, people might guess that when they go to the self-sewn wardrobe or ZD Sewing Studio and listen to my advice. Don't sew over pins. But anyway, thread with your presser foot up.
Thread with your foot up.
But here's the deal. When you're teaching these kids to sew, they're creating a new thing, and it's not yours.
That's right.
So if they're not finishing the seam, you know, Elliot's seam, I just looked at it. It's a little wobbly. You want to know something? It looks great.
It says in here somewhere, not in the intro. It says, embrace crooked seams.
Yes, no.
And he was sewing along and I told him.
It's his first seam. I can't imagine what mine must have looked like.
No, and I said, hey, you're getting a little off. This is how we're going to correct it.
Right.
Hey, you're getting a little off. This is
no,
how we're going to correct
it. No, and I remember, Mallory, you were real big about not hemming things.
Was. How very nice of you to put that in the past tense. Mother.
No, but Mallory figured out knits didn't ravel. She was like in heaven.
Hey!
She wouldn't finish the sleeve. She wouldn't finish the neck. She would like, oh, well, I'm going to finish it later. And she would like wear this shirt out until, of course, it didn't need hemming or anything anymore. I let her do it. And she's the one that became she became her own sewer in her own way.
Yeah.
So don't go, oh, it's not like that. Or unless you don't. Here's another thing. I would let her do you remember your crazy quilt? I was just like cringing my teeth the whole time you made that first crazy quilt. But I learned some things that she did. I was like, oh, I could do it like that. And then you would come to me and say, why doesn't this look like yours? I want this to look like that thing you did.
Uh-huh.
And then I would show you and you'd go, oh. And you know what? I think you remembered it better then.
Yeah. Well, of course. Of course. You know, and that day, so Catherine was helping me clean my house. So I have this evil plan that I would like to execute. And I want Catherine to come help me clean my house every Friday. And I'm going to pay her. Okay. And then I said that they live out of town. I said I'd drive her to any social engagement after that.
Right.
You
because
know?
She goes to school in our town. And they live a town.
They live a town
that's
over.
40 minutes away.
You know, and then she can spend the night here. And that'd be fun because she would be without her brothers. And, you know, da-da-da-da-da.
She has a room at my house.
Yes. And so this could be like a good time. And I thought, oh, we could, it's like her first job.
Right.
You know, and she's 12. Okay. So I was helping her. I was like, I want you to sweep the floor, you know, and showing her how to sweep the floor and stuff. And I wasn't like, this is wrong. And you left dust down here. You know, I was not mean.
Right.
And that's important.
No, I think it's important to encourage what is happening.
Kids,
right. Or
kids
what is happening. Right. Build on it.
Kids will remember, though, if you really like met their work with disdain.
Right.
You know, so make sure to be encouraging. And if something just does not work, say, you know what? I'm going to fix that.
Right.
There
say,
you go.
Oh, we can fix that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. One thing nice about sewing is you can usually fix it.
And the, branded merchandise, the branded sewing supplies, one of the things is a seam ripper. So
that's right.
There is a seam ripper for smaller hands.
There's an unsewer there.
Yes. All right. Well, I think we have just.
So anybody would be happy to have this book. It'd be a great birthday present. If you could get, here's what I would do. I would buy this and buy some novelty fabrics that I thought,
yeah,
things I knew they enjoyed, like sharks would be Lindsay, right, or whatever. Buy some novelty fabrics, a couple yards or whatever, and put some stuff in your head. Put it in a box and say something like, we're going to sew for a weekend for your
sewing
birthday.
Date. Yeah, right, sewing date.
Right, this is, or this is a coupon to turn into, you know, sew with whoever you and happen to be, if you're the child's goddess or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Sugar goddess, Nana, right, whatever, whoever you are.
Right, whoever you are to that child, and say, you know, this is a date I want with you. This is your birthday present or whatever.
And get some of those supplies. Like Mom said, get them their own stuff.
Now, I have a friend from high school that I have on Facebook. They say all the time, and, you know, her... they must live a distance and they drop the grandchildren off. And she often has a sewing thing ready for them.
Yeah.
That they're going to do while they're there.
Yeah.
You know,
and
one
you
of
know,
the things they're going to do.
You can't play on your phone while you're sewing. Or
that's
I
right.
guess.
Well,
some of you can.
Some of us. Some of us try.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. You can get a hold of me at Mallory@sewhere.com. And you can follow us on Instagram. We are ZD Sewing Studio and The Self Sewn Wardrobe. Take it away, Mom.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.